Hi, this is the Library Fairy. I'm excited to announce our podcast is transforming into audiobooks. Please visit thelibraryfairy.com and click on audiobooks for more information and to find my narrated folktales, books, and stories on your favorite audiobook platform for kids and kids at heart. We'll still have select stories available on this podcast, but future stories will be available in fun audiobooks found at thelibraryfairy.com. See you there! Toots of Fitbits? Hello, children. Welcome to the Library Fairy and Friends. I'm your host, the Library Fairy, sharing stories from around the world just for you. Today's story is The Fairies. This is a story I wrote at thelibraryfairy.com. Let's begin.
Anything can happen in the land of Bog, where the trolls lived in a swamp with frogs. They're called the Trolls of Two and always wage a bet to see the first of who will catch a fairy pet. You see the lovely fairies fly over the troll's log to reach the fairyland over the mossy bog. Each day they dodge the Trolls of Two and fly right past their nose, for these squatty little creatures are no bigger than two toads. Try as they may and as they might, they've never touched a fairy, which makes the glory of their goal the more extraordinary. Morning came and up they woke. The sun glimmered fresh new dew. The trolls crawled on their perch of sorts, a beat-up, swampy shoe. He spotted the first fairy. Little Blue, she's called in name. Then spotted old Pixie, which started off the game. They jumped and shouted, then tried to grab the fairies in their paws. They swatted sweat and ran about to clutch them in their claws. The flock of fairies flew their course without a break or fall. They smiled at the Trolls of Two, then sang their fairy call. The troll sat down befuddled. Why have they never touched one little tiny fairy's wing or a fairy inasmuch? But then a wise young fairy was quickly flying by and noticed the befuddled look in the eye. Without a beat, she flew right down and sat next to the things. She said quite simply to the trolls, "Why do the frown you bring?" The Trolls of Two were taken aback with a mountain of surprise. Here, alas, was a little fairy in front of their very eyes. They were stunned in wide-eyed silence as the fairy reached out her hand, watching them with the eyes of a doe, as she rose to stand. "We see you every day, you see, and fly right past your eyes. You jump and grab and yell at us as we ignore your cries. But now I see up so close your harmless, lovely things. If you want to touch a fairy sprite, don't yell and shout, just sing." Were stumped as stumped could be. Here they had what they waited for, and they still could not believe.
"Sing?"
they grunted to the fairy, who seemed quite fearless indeed.
"Sing,"
replied the fairy, and off she flew, godspeed. The trolls gazed at her flying trail, a fine light of fairy dust, and thought about her words of wise.
"So sing? We must."
They practiced in their log all night a funny, hapless tune.
They never sang a note before, and morning was coming soon.
A crack of light peered in their log to shine a new sweet day.
The trolls excitedly climbed on their perch to entice the fairies to play.
They waited, it seemed like forever, for the first fairy to show. Then suddenly they saw the wing of the sprite called Little Bo. The two jumped up, took a deep breath, and then began to sing. With such courage and conviction, their voices rang and ringed.
All the fairies flying by halted in their tracks. They looked around. Who was singing with voices filled with cracks?
A little fairy pointed below.
"It's them!"
she did exclaim. The mother fairy flew closer to look, calling the fairies as they came.
"Look at those two, how curious!"
singing loud and song.
"I think they are buffoons," said one, "with voices like a gong."
But the mother fairy closed her eyes and listened with her ears. She heard beyond the noise and sound to the trolls' real song, so dear.
"Oh, don't you hear?" said Mother Fairy.
"The heart beneath their tune? They want desperately to contact us. They're singing to the moon." And then with that, the Mother Fairy flew down with winged grace, followed by her clan of fairies, to meet them face to face. In a circle they did fly to surround the hairy trolls, and landed on the mossy bog to meet these brave two souls. The mother fairy joined their tune, her voice a crystal song, and the other fairies joined in too, while the winds whispered along. The trolls bellowed, the fairies sang a melodic, fearless tune. They joined their hands to serenade the glorious sun and moon.
Thank you for listening so nicely to the story today. Remember, stories are everywhere. Stories also come from wonderful books you can find at a magical place called the library. Most importantly, stories come from you. So always remember to be the hero of your own story. Visit me anytime at thelibraryfairy.com. Let's sing our story soup song. You can sing along with my fairy friend, Vicki Hilferty, and me.
Story soup is good for the soul. Add your own words and put it in the bowl. Everyone's story is worth more than gold. Magic always happens when stories are told.
That concludes today's show of The Library Fairy and Friends. Copyright by Super Showstoppers. Theme and story background music by Kevin MacLeod. Thank you for listening.